Hello, it's the 13th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An unidentified man in his 40s was taken to the hospital on Easter Monday following a minor explosion at a Sharnbrook property. The same man was later arrested for suspected breach of the Explosive Substances Act. He has not been questioned due to the extent of his injuries. Police have continued their search of the home on Loring Road, but believe the incident was isolated. Three properties in proximity were also evacuated. Bedfordshire Police issued a statement which read, "Our investigation is in its early stages and there may be specialist teams at the site." One of the first mentions of the Titanic tragedy has been discovered on a postcard addressed to Bedfordshire resident Harold Nias from his father Charles. The document is to be auctioned on the 25th of April by London auctioneer Charles Miller Limited. The document has an estimated value of between £2,000 and £3,000. David Mitchell was almost relieved of £4,000 from a scanner claiming he wanted to check his solar panels. The 86-year-old man from Bedford wrote him a cheque, then changed his mind after realising the contractor had not looked at the panels, but said the inverter needed replacing. He contacted his wife, who had the cheque stopped and the contact cancelled. The pensioner is warning others to be vigilant against similar fraud tactics. A St George's Day celebration will take place on the 23rd of April at Wardown Park in Luton. Face painting, crafts, a magician and live music will be a part of this family-friendly community event. That's all from me today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.